Go to Leviticus, the 13th chapter. Leviticus 13. I heard somebody say a few words about this chapter here a while back, and been kind of just musing on it. Really don't have this in a format that I'd like to have it to preach it. It's just kind of some rough thoughts and some raw thoughts, but I believe it's what the Lord have for us tonight. I want you to look in verse number 47. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd help me now tonight. Lord, I pray that God, in the few moments that we have, Lord, God, you'd show us something from your word. Lord, I pray that God, you'd speak to us. And God, you would move in our midst. God, help us to understand some things that will help us to be rightly related to you. And Father, we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Down in verse number 47, it's a very interesting portion of Scripture. Of course, all of Leviticus chapter 13 into chapter 14 deal with leprosy. And leprosy has often been used as a type or an illustration of the destructive power of sin. And it first starts as a loss of feeling, and then a loss of dexterity, and ultimately a loss of the member. And there's a lot of parallels that we can see in that in the Christian life. You get involved in things that you shouldn't, and you begin to lose feeling. And then you begin to lose the ability to do anything. And then pretty soon you're out. But there's an interesting thing, and by the way, in Leviticus chapter 13, Leviticus chapter 14, you'll find that leprosy typically dwells or inhabits three places. Number one, it inhabits or dwells in the skin, our flesh. The second place is it talks about what to do if the leprosy is in your garment. Then the third thing it talks about is what to do if the leprosy is in your dwelling place. And I find it interesting, Brother Edward, that all three of those are things that we live in. Our flesh, our garments, our dwelling place. But particularly in verse number 47, we find that the Bible says the garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp or the woof of the linen or of the woolen, whether it be in the skin or of anything that is made of skin, if the plague be greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the warp or the woof or in anything of the skin, it is a plague of leprosy, and shall be showed unto the priest. So if we look down through the remainder of the chapter, and we won't for time tonight, but you'll find that the Word of God is addressing this issue of what to do if there's leprosy found in a garment. And it's interesting, a lot of times as I read the Word of God, we read words and we really don't understand what they mean and what the purpose of that is. We just read it, it's there. And to be honest with you, those words, the word warp and the word woof are coupled together 9 times from verse number 47, verse number 48. Down through the end of the chapter, you find those words warp and woof, talking about a linen or a woolen garment. And I began to wonder what that was, because I didn't really know what warp or woof meant. It's not talking about leaving a board out in the rain too long, and it's not talking about something your dog does when somebody knocks at the door. So it's not that. So it has something to do with the garment. I remember when I was a child, my mom used to like to sew. That's almost a lost art, and that's a whole other story. But she would a lot of times go down to the store, and she'd look through those books of patterns, dress patterns. I don't even remember. McCall's is the only one that comes to mind. What's that? Simplicity and McCall's, and there was a, back in that day when I was a kid, back in the 60s and in the 70s, there was, I mean, a lot of people sewed, and they'd go to, and she'd go down and she'd pick out a, she'd look through all the patterns and she'd try to figure out what had looked good on her, and then she'd pick out material. And I remember a lot of times as a child, the dining room table being covered with material and paper being cut out and laid on that. And I remember, I never really thought about it, Brother Edward, but I remember now watching her, and she just didn't lay that pattern on the material in any way. That material, that pattern had to be, that material had to be cut a certain way. And I didn't understand this until I began to study this out a little bit, but if you don't cut the material, I don't know what the right word would be. A carpenter would say, if you don't cut it with the grain, but evidently material's got a certain way that it's all put together. I don't know a lot about this. I'm trying to learn, but I do know this, that every garment, every piece of cloth is really made up of a lot of individual threads that have been woven together. Right? That's why, guys, when you get a pull in a shirt or a pull in a tie, your wife says, don't pull the thread. Because it'll leave a mark and it will make that garment look like it's not supposed to. Because it's made up of a lot of little threads that have all been woven together to make a piece of material. And the fact of the matter is that they've been woven very tightly to make up cloth that constructs a garment. And a seamstress or a tailor knows how to lay that fabric and lay that pattern on that fabric and cut it so that fabric will move with the garment the way it's supposed to move. So the fact of the matter is, and the term that I'm going to use, because I don't know exactly what the right term is, but that fabric or that cloth has a grain or a way that it flows the best. The lady down here on the third row is nodding her head. So is there a word for that I'm missing? Okay, I have heard that fabric's got a bias. And so if you lay that pattern wrong and the bias is wrong, that garment's not going to function the way you want it to. Okay, I don't know that about fabric, but I remember the old tires. They used to call them bias tires. Amen. And you had to rotate them or they'd wear out faster. Amen. And the fact of the matter is that somebody who knows fabric or who knows cloth knows the bias of that cloth and knows how to cut that cloth out so it will give that garment durability and flexibility. As I began to look at this, I began to come to the knowledge that when the word warp or the word warp is used, and that's talking about that vertical thread that runs in a garment, that thread that runs up and down. And that word woof is the thread that runs horizontal. And they're woven together in that vertical and horizontal pattern to make the fabric. Now, the fact of the matter is, they say that warp is the primary thread. And it's that warp, that vertical thread, that gives the fabric strength. And it gives it durability. Amen. The woof, that vertical or that horizontal thread, is the part of that garment that gives the garment flexibility and allows that garment to be able to wear properly. And I got to thinking about that. I thought, now I wonder, there's 9 times in these verses from verse 48 down through verse number 59 that God says, whether it's in the warp or in the woof, whether it's in the warp or in the woof, whether it's a linen garment or a woolen garment, but whether the leprosy is in the warp or the woof. And I thought, okay, now wait a minute. There's got to be some reason why he's saying that. And when you study this thing out and look at it and you realize the warp is that vertical thread and the woof is that horizontal thread, I thought, I wonder if there's any possibility, Brother Edward, that what he's talking about is that warp, that vertical thread, talking about my relationship with him. Amen. Because the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, our life is a lot like fabric. Amen. And our life is made up of a lot of little events and a lot of little contributions that people have put in us and things that God has put in us. And they've been woven tightly together to form us and make us who we are. I got to thinking about, okay, I wonder if it's possible Brother Edward, that wharf, that vertical thread, is talking about my relationship with the Lord, and the woof, that horizontal thread, is talking about my relationship with my fellow man. Now, humor me just a minute, because the interesting thing is, and I want you to look at it, verse number 48, the Bible says, or verse number 47 says, the garment also that hath the plague of leprosy in it, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp or the woof of the linen or the woolen, whether in the skin or anything that is made of skin, if the plague be of greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the skin, either the warp or the woof, or in anything that is in the skin, it's a plague of leprosy, and shall be showed unto the priest. And so if I noticed that I had a spot in my garment, the instructions that God has given would be that I was to take that garment and I was to show it to the priest. I was to show it to the man of God, that the man of God might be able to determine what it was and what needed to be done to either cleanse the garment or get rid of the garment. And I thought, now, here's a lot of times our problem. I know we're no longer under the Old Testament priesthood. I know that. But I also know that people have been people since the day people were created and put on this earth. Amen? And I got to thinking, you know, I wonder if, and the Bible doesn't tell us this, but I thought, I wonder how plausible it is that if somebody had a garment, a spot in their garment, and they knew they were supposed to take it to the priest, and they had wives like Brother Edward and I have, and that wife reminded us we were supposed to take it to the priest. Amen? Just trying to be helpful. Amen. Trying to encourage us to live for the Lord, but to take that to the priest. I wonder if it'd be plausible if somebody would say, well, you know, I don't really think I need to do that because the spot in my garment's not near as big as the spot in Brother Edward's garment. Right. I mean, if anybody ought to be going to see the priest, it ought to be Brother Edward, because right. The spot in his garment's a whole lot worse than the spot in my garment. Right. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, it didn't matter how big the spot was, and it didn't matter in whose garment the spot was. The fact of the matter is, it was to be taken and shown to the priest. You say, why? Why was it to be shown to the priest? I'll tell you why. Because leprosy will spread. Leprosy left unchecked, leprosy left uncleansed, leprosy left to itself will grow. It'll spread. And the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, I thought, okay, now, if it's true that all fabric is made up of tiny little threads that are woven really tightly together, and the warp is that vertical thread, that relationship that I have with God, and the woof is that horizontal thread, that relationship that I have with people, you know what I realize? I realize that in this garment, those threads are woven so tightly together that there's no possible way with a naked eye I could tell if it was on the warp or the woof. And it's very high likelihood, Brother Edward, that if it's on one, it's on the other. And I began to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that if something in my life affects my relationship with the Lord, it's going to affect my relationship with people. And if something in my life is affecting my relationship with people, it's going to affect my relationship with the Lord. Amen. And the only solution to the problem, if you read down through the chapter, and we won't for time tonight, but and I don't have this all developed, so I don't, this is very rough thoughts. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, if you read down through that garment, or through that chapter, you'll find that garment is to be taken off and left, amen, and they're to watch it and see if it grows. And if it doesn't, then that garment is cleansed. But if it is, look down in verse number 57. It says, and if it appears still in the garment, either in the warp or the woof or in anything of skin, it is a spreading plague, and thou shalt burn therein the plague with fire. And the garment, either the warp or the woof, whatsoever thing the skin of it be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy of the garment, whether woolen or linen, either the warp or the woof, or of any of the skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact of the matter is, when it comes to my relationship with God, If I see something that is impeding my relationship with God, I immediately need to come to Him and ask God to forgive me and ask God to help me and ask God to use His Word and use the Holy Ghost to help me to understand what it is that's the problem. And ladies and gentlemen, if there's a problem with my relationship with somebody else, whether it be my relationship with my children or my relationship with my wife or my relationship with my friend, if there's something there, if it's on the woof, it's probably on the warp. And if it's on the warp, it's probably on the woof. And all those things ought to drive us to the Lord saying, God, what are you trying to show me? God, what is it that I need to look at? God, what is it that I need to bring before you and ask you to show me what I need to do in my life? Ladies and gentlemen, the fact of the matter is that the only cure, by the way, I'd like to say, we do have a priest tonight. We do have somebody to whom we can come, amen, and bring those sin-stained garments and bring those sin-spotted things in our life. We can come to the Lord and ask Him to cleanse it and ask Him to help us, amen. And I'm thankful that we've got an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, amen. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I guess I'm just trying to say, hey, listen, if you in your life realize that there's an impediment there, that there's a difficulty there, and a lot of times we think, well, my problem is really not with God, it's just with this individual that God's brought into my life that I have to deal with. And if it just weren't for this difficult person. No, probably if it's here. And if I got a problem with the Lord, I got a problem with something He's allowed to take place in my life, and I've got an impediment in my relationship with Him, I guarantee you it's here. It's going to manifest itself in my relationship with other people. I'm not trying to be unkind, but I'll tell you this. In the time that I've been a part of the family of God and been involved in the work of the church, I've noticed that people that got a spot on the warp or the woof, they won't bring it before the priest. It ain't long before they don't have fellowship with people anymore. Amen? They just allowed that leprosy to grow to the point that now it keeps them away from everybody. Keeps them away from the very one that can help them. Amen? And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of times, and I'll tell you the struggle I've had down through the years is somebody's come into my life or a situation or a set of circumstances come into my life that's been difficult. And I've gotten aggravated at the Lord. Amen. And that situation that was on a human level now is spotted. My relationship with the Lord. But Edward said that and mentioned that my daughter and her family are in the Philippines. I may say a little bit more about this tomorrow because I've had missions on the heart ever since we came back. And came back from the Philippines. We were there for a month from middle of November to the middle of December. And then right after the first of the year, I spent a few days in Honduras preaching a revival. And so I've been in the mission field a lot more really than I've been here in the States the last couple of months. But I began to realize how easy it is for missionaries to allow things that happen to them at the hands of the people they're trying to reach to cause them to get bitter at the very people that God sent them to get the gospel to. And how difficult it is to keep your heart clear. And they don't have the advantage of coming to a place like Camden. When we got on that plane and we left out of that airport, Brother Edward, there in Manila, it's just going to be those kids. And their life, although we tried to live a life kind of similar to what they did, they took us around, showed us stuff, and were carting us here and there. Now it's just back to the work of the ministry. And I realized how easy it was because of just some things that I observed while I was there. And then I began to pray about that, Brother Edward, and the Lord showed me it's the same problem we have here. Because the very people that God put us in a community to reach, we kind of had an epiphany leaving that little restaurant on the way over here, didn't we? And somebody said something that just smote all of our hearts. And it's very easy to get callous. It's very easy to get to allow things that people do and the way people look and our preconceived ideas about how the way things ought to be. Amen? To allow us to allow things to find a lodging place in our heart to keep us from ministering to the very people that God sent us to reach. And if the problem's here, it's probably here. And if the problem's here, it's probably here. And it's not up to us to decide whether it's on the warp or the woof, Brother Edward. It's our job to bring it to the priest. Say, you know what, I need you to. I just got a spot. Whether it's on the warp or the woof is really irrelevant. I just need you to cleanse it. Just need you to tell me what I need to do to make this better. Just need to need you to. I'm trying to quit. I really am. You know, the good thing about all that is, he's already done everything to fix it all. We just need to be reminded of that. Again and again and again. That's the beauty and the most powerful thing about the gospel. You see, I say this and I'll quit. I really try to, but all I could ever provide for the Lord, Brother Edward, was a sinner. I couldn't provide a good person. I couldn't provide somebody with gifts and talents. All I could provide was a sinner. And brother, you know what I found out that he's looking for? He's looking for a sinner. And Brother Darnell, when I provided him the sinner, he provided the Savior. And in the Savior, he said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. That's everything from A to Z. Amen. I mean, in our language, in our vernacular, in our alphabet, that's everything from A to Z. Every word that we can think up that we need, and everything we think we need, we spell with a letter or a combination of letters. And the combination of all those letters, he said, I am all that. So just look to me. Amen. Just look to me. And friend, if you got a spot on that warp tonight, you got a spot on that woof tonight, there's a problem on a human level that you think is the cause of all your frustration and cause of all your difficulty and the cause of all your hardship, maybe you ought to come to the priest tonight. And say, you know what, I know I can't see with the naked eye whether it's here or whether it's here, but I'm smart enough to know that if there's a spot on a piece of fabric, if it's on this thread, it's probably on that thread, and if it's on that thread, it's probably on this thread. And Lord, I sure do need you to help me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. God, I pray that you'd help us tonight. Lord, thank you for what you provided for us. Thank you for who you provided for us. Glad it wasn't a what. I'm glad it's a who. Glad he's a who. Lord, thank you for loving us, spotted as we are, filthy as we are, unclean as we are. Father, the answer to our problem is not just putting on another garment over the top of the one that's spotted. It'll just come through. Lord, the answer is humbling ourselves before you. And God, asking you to show us what's wrong and to fix what we can't. Lord, bless now, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Brother.